Thanksgiving by Emily Mathey. The smell of cooking turkey wafted through the house, filling every nook and cranny with the aroma. As my mom, dad, and I step through the door, I'm almost knocked over by Chelsea, and behind her is friends and family. On Thanksgiving, many people gather at Chelsea's house to celebrate. After saying our hellos, we mill around, catching up on everyone's lives and hearing the latest gossip, while the cooks gather in the kitchen. Since the turkey has already been started, the cooks start stirring pots and pans full of gravy and cranberry sauce. Chelsea and I run through the house, high on chocolate we have stolen from dishes on the table. Our favorites are the Lindor truffles, which are wrapped in red and blue foil. The door keeps opening and shutting as even more people flow into the overly crowded house. When the turkey is done, everyone gathers in the kitchen to watch the turkey master carve the turkey. We pile as much as we can possibly fit onto our plates and then migrate into the dining room to eat. Chelsea, her brother, and I giggle at Ian's humming. Ian always hums while he eats and thinks he is a pretty good singer, even though he is quite tone deaf. When everyone's eaten, the desserts are taken out. Everyone groans at the thought of eating more food. But when they see dessert, their eyes deceive their stomachs. After dessert, it's time to leave. But I can't wait for next year and the next Thanksgiving.